taken from Titus chapter 2, beginning at verse 11. It's on page 1199 in the Bibles. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Saviour, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, Happy New Year to everybody here in the building and here with us at home. It's great that we can be here together. If you're able to keep that reading open, I think you will find that really helpful. Although I'm not going to try on this New Year talk to go into every detail there, nevertheless, we're going to hopefully see how the words that we have for Titus really speak to us today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this chance to gather as your people at Holy Trinity Church. We pray that you will speak to us now with a message for this new year that will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, what a year 2020 was. Certainly like no other that I've experienced. And we hope, don't we, that 2021 turns out a bit better. I wonder, how are things for you at the start of this new year? How are things in your bubble? We're used to that word, aren't we, speaking of a household bubble. I wonder how things are for yours. But also, I'd like you to imagine that this idea of a bubble is something that you might also think about with regards to your own life experience. Imagine that you live in a bubble. I wonder if we could have the picture on the screen, because in the bubble that we live, we have our own thoughts, experiences, and sensations. And it'd be really helpful if we could have the picture on the screen, guys at the back. So I want you to imagine that you are standing at the beginning of 2021, on the timeline, there it is, in your bubble. The arrows coming at you are the challenges, the blessings, all those things that have an impact on your experience. And it results in things that you desire or don't desire. Imagine your life then is lived in this bubble. Now, normally, and especially at a busy time like Christmas, it's very difficult to think beyond our bubble. The immediate fills our eyes, our thoughts, our priorities. And the last 10 months have made this ever so real to us, haven't they? As we've constantly been having to respond to changes in our situation. Every couple of weeks, the goalposts shift, and we have to do life differently. Not to mention all the usual responsibilities like getting up and getting ready for work, getting children ready for school or homeschool, doing some family or household chores, giving someone a ring, maybe a church buddy. In the light of all of this busyness in our bubble, wouldn't it be great to just take a step for a moment out of it and reflect on what is the big picture? How ought I to live in 2021 as an individual, as a church? Now, you may think it's a bit ridiculous to start talking about plans for 2021. The last year has taught us a lot, hasn't it, about how we can hardly make plans. We can hardly make plans for the next week, it seems, at the moment. God's word may not give us specific plans, but it does give us big priorities. Whether we're living in COVID survival mode or back in more usual time, I hope we'll see in this reading some big priorities to help us get 2021 at the beginning of this new year in a right perspective. You see, it's always the case that the immediate, the things in our bubble, can be the enemy of the important. And I hope today we'll see some really important things to encourage us, because our reading is getting us to look beyond our bubble, to look in two directions, to look back to the past, at down our timeline, to look forward to the future. And it will help us in how to live now. So first, look back to the cross. Look back to the cross. Look at verse 11 of our reading again. It reminds us there that the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all people. God's grace is a word that means his special love, his love for us that is not deserved, that we don't deserve. How can we in our bubbles, with all that's going on, know God's love, his grace? Well, we can do more than simply say God is love or simply seek after an experience of his love, because the solid basis of his love is that it appeared, as verse 11 says, appeared in time, appeared when Jesus appeared and lived among us from that first Christmas. But how did his grace that appeared bring salvation? Well, of course, Jesus became a man. He appeared in order to go to the cross to win salvation for us. So I wonder if we could have that picture on the screen with the cross there. Look back to the cross, because that is the concrete basis of God's love for us. It's the crucial event in the history of our world. As verse 14 of the reading puts it, Jesus gave himself to redeem us from all wickedness. When we look back to the cross, it reminds us that by nature we need redemption. It's not too difficult, is it, to look at this world and look around and see that we need redemption. The sin in our world is all too evident, but also that includes the sins in our hearts. And I trust that your conscience tells you that. And that by nature, you and I need God's forgiveness. But the cross is the great manifestation of God's grace that brings salvation, that if we'll trust in Jesus today, we can have it. And it's announced to all people. In the flow of Paul's letter to Titus, when he talks here of all people, he's thinking about all types of people. Just a few verses before this, he talks of older, younger, male, female, slave, free. God's rescue is offered to all. If there's someone with us today who's not yet said yes to God, well, his love extends to you. And this new year, he offers you his salvation. So if we're going to get a healthy, God-centered perspective on 2021, the first thing to do is look back to the cross, out of our bubble, to that great event in history. Keep one eye on the cross in 2021. Don't forget it. God has bought us by Jesus' blood to make us into his new people. But we're also encouraged to look forward. Look forward to the crown. That's our second point. Look forward to the crown. In verse 13, he says, we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. If we are saved by Christ, we are a new people, and that means we have a new destiny, eternal life with Christ. A great future awaits us, a crown of glory and righteousness. Have a look at it on the screen there. There's the crown. You see, unlike the rest of humanity, if we're trusting Christ, we can look forward with confidence, knowing where it is going to end. Now, yes, there's going to be plenty of challenges. We are not immune from them. We're not immune from this pandemic, and we're not through it yet. But a happy ending is not in doubt if we're trusting in Christ. We can look forward to the crown and eternal life. Jesus' first appearance on the cross and his rescue of us guarantee that when he appears again, we will be with him. I was looking back through some old Christmas cards recently, and one of them says on the front, "Twice in Royal David City." And then you open it up and look inside, and it says, "He appeared once, and he will appear again." Well, that's exactly what Titus, the message to Titus, is telling us about Jesus. And the next time he appears, it won't be that seemingly weak appearance. If you were here on Christmas Day, we were reminded that when Jesus was born, a baby in a manger, he lived under the shadow of the dragon, under Satan. And then he went to the cross. But when he appears again, it will be as a conquering king. And for those who've accepted him, he will come and take us to reign with him forever. This future crown changes completely our view of this life. If we know we belong to Jesus, then we know we're going to be with him forever. Our present lives in our bubbles is not all that there is. In fact, it's not even remotely the most important thing. Something far more glorious is coming. As C.S. Lewis put it, this life in this shadow land is nothing compared with the reality of the life to come. The crown, the best, is yet to come. So God's grace is teaching us, if we're Christian, that if we've been saved by Christ on the cross, then we will be saved forever when he comes again. And these two great events utterly change the here and the now at the beginning of 2021. Look back to the cross. Look forward to the crown. Keep one eye on each of these two things. And therefore, thirdly, live now eagerly for Christ. Live now eagerly for Christ. Let me just read a little bit again from verse 11. "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men." It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age while we wait for the blessed hope. The idea that God's grace saves us is one that Christians are familiar with. But we're seeing here, aren't we, that God's grace also teaches us and changes us. In verse 12, you see that word "teach" is there, isn't it? And it's a holistic kind of teaching. It's referring to life-changing teaching. It teaches us to say no to an old way of life and to say yes to a new way of life. And it teaches us, as we've seen, by reminding us to look back to the cross, look forward to the crown. And as we do that, we're filled with gratitude for what God's done for us. We're filled with hope for what is to come. And it transforms our identity so we can live in a completely different way. So have a look again at this picture with the cross and the crown. And if we can have the final one, and you can see there, as we look back, as we look forward, it bursts our bubbles. We can see beyond the here and now and see the big sweep of history and where we stand in it at the beginning of 2021. There are some people who take a view of the Christian faith as a kind of insurance policy. Store it in a filing cabinet. Maybe get it out from time to time when you come to church and dust it down, and it might help us to be insured of heaven. But the rest of our lives, we live like the bubbles are all that is really there, with the experiences that come. And being a Christian doesn't seem to have too much bearing on it. But these verses in Titus don't give us that kind of option, the insurance policy option. The cross and the crown change everything completely. They're teaching us to say no to some things and yes to other things. So let's think just for a moment, very briefly. How do they teach us to say no? Well, verse 14 gives us a wonderful reminder that Jesus gave himself to redeem us from all wickedness. The cross saves us from the penalty and the power of wickedness. And this means that we're no longer facing any punishment for our sin. And we're no longer under the power of sin. We've been redeemed. Which is why he can say we are able to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions. Now, of course, those two things cover a huge range of our lives. But I wonder, what might there be for you at the start of 2021? If you're honest, you need to say no to. It's got to go this year if you're to live eagerly for Christ. Let me just mention two things that I think are particularly current for us. You may have read that in the UK in 2020, internet usage doubled. We are in front of screens more than ever, and that brings challenges, doesn't it? I wonder, are you saying no to the things on the screen that are ungodly? Saying no to worldly passions. No to ungodly ways of relating to people. It's so easy, isn't it, on Zoom or FaceTime, whatever it is, to relate in a different way to how you would if someone was there in front of you in the flesh. Are there ways you need to say no to? Or do you need to put in place ways of being accountable for your online and on-screen usage to help you? Or maybe it's just simply saying no to excess time on the screen. It's so easy, isn't it, just to lie back and lounge with the TV on. And so much of what is coming from the TV, from online, is not going to help us live eagerly for Christ. But what about this other particular reality at the moment? Because most of our lives at the present time are being lived out in our household bubbles. And so living eagerly for Christ, well, it's all about doing it in those relationships that we may have if we've got people in our bubble. And saying no to ungodliness is going to be about the way we relate to those we are close to. Well, whatever it is for you that you need to say no to, the cross and the crown teach us how to do it. But on the other hand, they also teach us to say yes to other things, because it's just one thing saying no to something. It's far more helpful to replace that thing with something more helpful and useful. Look again at verse 12. They teach us to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are waiting for Jesus himself to return in glory. What a wonderful thing. We're waiting for this blessed hope. And so we should live like those who are going to receive a crown and share in his rule. And that means living self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age of 2021. So how can we say yes? Well, verse 14 reminds us that he gave himself for us to redeem us, to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. The combination of the cross and the crown and our future destiny give us the great motivation to say yes to self-controlled, upright, and godly lives. Now, living a self-controlled way doesn't always sound that exciting, but it is actually a wonderful thing to be in control of your desires and your plans. A wonderful thing, self-controlled, upright, and godly lives. Just to illustrate this, I guess I imagine many of you will have received nice presents to eat at Christmas, maybe chocolates and sweets. And I imagine on Christmas morning, the younger of you, and perhaps some of the older of you as well, were tempted to tuck in and eat rather a lot of those chocolates. And it wouldn't be surprising if a voice in your house from your mom or dad said, "Show some self-control. Christmas dinner is coming. If you eat all that now, you're going to ruin Christmas dinner. And of course, you realize that the best thing you can do is to say no to those chocolates, to exercise self-control, and then you will enjoy the feast that is to come. And in the same kind of way, Jesus is coming. Something way better than the Christmas feast is coming. What a motivation to live self-controlled lives now. To live like someone who's going to share in his crown, in his glory. Showing self-control in all of our doings. Well, of course, this impacts us in every area of our lives. And here's just one question. Much more could be said. Here's just one question to help us think how we can live in this way day by day. And here's a question to ask. If Jesus was to return today and find me doing or thinking what I'm doing or thinking, would it be good to be found like that if Jesus was to return? Well, look back to the cross. Look forward to the crown. Live now eagerly for Christ. Everyone is saying that 2020 was a bad year, and let's hope that 2021 will be better. But in fact, if you look at the grand sweep of history, as Mark helped us before, 2021 is not going to be fundamentally different. We're just going to be a little bit further down the timeline towards Jesus' return. The world, if we get through COVID, is not going to be fundamentally different. But we can be different. We can live wholeheartedly for Christ. And as we do that, we will make the world around us different. We can't make many plans at the moment. It's more difficult to make meaningful New Year's resolutions than normal. But this passage gives us the priorities that matter most. Look back to the cross. Look forward to the crown. Let them teach you to say no to ungodliness and yes to self-controlled, living eagerly for Christ now. And this wonderful picture is a great help, isn't it? Even if our lives are full of anxiety at this time, we can live eagerly for Christ while we wait for him to come back in glory and save us fully. Let's pray now together. Father, thank you so much for your word to us at the beginning of 2021. Please would you help us. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for the prospect of the crown. And we thank you that we can live wholeheartedly, differently for you now. Help each of us to be a blessing to the world around us in 2021. And keep us going through the hard times with these wonderful promises. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening.